For years, SMU professor Rick Halperin pushed for a human rights degree program. The former chairman of Amnesty International USA taught his first human rights course here 21 years ago, before many of his current students were even born. Finally, 5 years ago, SMU established a human rights minor for undergraduates. Halperin says at the time, only 11 other schools offered such a program.
We just don't talk about human rights in general in this country. We don't go K through 12 to talk about these things. I blame it in part on culture. It's a clear failure from one end of this country to the other.
Halperin set out to change that culture. Students began signing up for the minor and his required course, America's Dilemma, The Struggle for Human Rights.
We have become the fastest growing program within SMU.
Halperin says that success fueled SMU's approval of the human rights undergraduate major. SMU joins Bard College and Columbia University in New York, Trinity College in Connecticut, and the University of Dayton in Ohio as the nation's only schools to offer the major. The new degree will prepare students for human rights activism and nonprofit work and give them a broader international perspective. In addition to a minor in a related field and at least 2 years of a foreign language, every student majoring in human rights will be required to participate in surface learning and take SMU's Spring Civil Rights Pilgrimage across the Deep South. Halperin's human rights course will also be required.
In Pakistan, Taliban forces attacked a school bus and 4 children were killed.
30 students fill Halperin's weekly class on Tuesday evenings. Each session opens with students citing recent human rights violations.
A Taliban spokesperson said that this is just like another beginning of their attacks on civilians.
Tonight, Halperin then focuses on slavery's legacy in the United States. To encourage participation, he brings up the 1960s film Guess Who's Coming to Dinner. In it, a young white woman introduces her parents to the black man she wants to marry. 52 years ago, the movie was controversial. For many, it still is. To explore cultural and racial changes through the generations, Halperin asks each student how their parents and grandparents might react today to the same scenario.
My parents were born in the 50s in the South, but then became hippies, so I really don't think they care.
My parents are from Mexico, and they were also born in the 50s, and I don't think they'd be okay with it.
For some students, this course fulfills an undergraduate history requirement. But for others, like sophomore Emily Mankowski, the new human rights major is exciting. She says she came to SMU in part because of the human rights minor.
I am very interested in service work, going abroad. I'm very interested in all the subjects that we talk about. I am pre-med, so I'm hoping to get involved with something like Doctors Without Borders, and having human rights as a major, it could help me a lot with my future in like pursuing Doctors Without Borders and going abroad and also doing the Peace Corps.
John Potts, a junior in mechanical engineering, is impressed SMU has established a degree in human rights. He says the school is seen as conservative and one not too open to change. So Potts calls the human rights major a progressive step for SMU and its students.
I think the class is very interesting. It's a lot more discussion-oriented than I expected, but I think it's good for us to raise issues that make us uncomfortable, like we did today discussing our parents' opinion of race in our partners.
And now, thanks largely to Rick Halperin, SMU students can not only raise and pursue tough issues and their interests in human rights, they can major in it. 18 of SMU's 200 human rights minors have now made it their major. And Halperin has heard from others around the country who tell him they'll apply to the school specifically to pursue the new major. Halperin says his next goal is to establish a graduate-level human rights program. For VOA News, I'm Bill Zeeble in Dallas, Texas.